They were trying to generate pain, I realize. They weren't simply killing their victims, but deliberately hurting them in the process. Hurting them as badly as the human body could stand. Squeezing the pain out of them like an evil seepage of blood. Hurting them again and again until all the pain had been extracted. I'm sitting down, but I don't remember how I got here. I feel dizzy. Mo is standing over me. Bob? I close my eyes and try to control my breathing. Bob? I need a minute, I hear myself saying. The room reeks of old, dead terror and a brooding malevolence, as if the instruments of torture are merely biding their time. Just you wait, they're saying. I shudder, open my eyes, and try to stand up.
This was what the Ananerba used, asks Mo.
She sounds hoarse. I nod, not trusting my voice. It's a moment before I can speak. The secret complex, behind the medical block at Birkenau, where they experimented with pain. Algemancy. They took Zuse's Z2 computer, you know? It was supposed to have been bombed by the Allies in Berlin. That was what Zuse himself was told. He was away at the time. But they took it. I swallow. It's in the next room.
A computer? I didn't know they had them.
Only just. Konrad Zuse built his first programmable computer in 1940. He independently invented the things. After the war, he founded Zuse Computer Company, which was taken over by Siemens in the early 60s. He wasn't a bad man. When he didn't cooperate, they stole his machine, demolished the house where he had built it, and claimed the destruction was an Allied bomb. The Kabbalistic iterations, you see. They rebuilt it at Sobibor camp, using circuits soldered with gold extracted from the teeth of their victims. I stand up and head for the door. I'll show you, but that's not really why we're... Hell, I'll show you. The next room in the Atrocity Archive contains the remains of the Z2. Old 19-inch equipment racks tower ceiling high. There are mounds of vacuum tubes visible through gaps in the front panels, dials and gauges to monitor power consumption, and plugboards to load programs into the beast. All very quaint, until you see the printer that lurks in the shadowy recess at the back of the room. Here, they ran the phase state calculations that dictated the killing schedule, opening and closing circuits in time to the ebb and flow of murder. They even generated the railway timetables with this computer, synchronizing deliveries of victims to the maw of the machine. I walk toward the printer, look round to see Mo waiting behind me. This printer. It's a plotter, motors dragging a Ouija board pen across a sheet of... It would have been parchment, but not from a cow or a sheep. I swallow bile. They used it to inscribe the geometry curves that were to open the way of DHONA. All very, very advanced. This was the first real use of computers in magic, you know. Mo backs away from the machines. Her face is a white mask under the overhead strip lighting.
Why are you showing me this?
The patterns are in the next room. I follow her out into the corridor and take her by the elbow, gently steering toward the third chamber, where the real archive begins. It's a plain-looking room, full of the sort of file drawers you find in architects' offices. Very shallow, very wide, designed to hold huge, flat blueprints. I pull the top drawer of the nearest cabinet out and show her. Look, seen anything like this before? It's very fine parchment, inscribed with what looks like a collision between a mandala, a pentagram, and a circuit diagram, drawn in bluish ink. At the front and left, a neat box out in engineering script details the content of the blueprint. If I didn't know what it was meant to be, or what the parchment was made of, I'd think it was quite pretty. I take care not to touch the thing.
It's... Yes.
She traces one of the curves with a fingertip,
carefully holding it an inch above the inscription. No, it wasn't this one, but it's similar.
There are several thousand more like this in here, I say, studying her expression. I'd like to see if we can identify the one you saw on the wall. She nods uneasily. We don't have to do it right now, I admit. If you would rather we took a breather, there's a cafe upstairs where we can have a cup of coffee and relax a bit first.
No.
She pauses for a moment. Let's get it over and done with. She glances over her shoulder and shudders slightly. I don't want to stay down here any longer than I have to.